99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, my brother.
Hola. All right, Gary, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do, sir. Let's continue.
All right. You have your choice of one of three categories. Today you have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in the food? We have interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, license to spill, where you guessed the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Well, since we've been talking about farts all day, let's go inside, you know.
Interior decorating. All right. All right. Defector.com. They posted a list of the strangest and or funniest things that U.S. citizens got stuck inside of themselves last year of 2025. Now, I'm going to give you four choices, but I want you to tell me which of the four was not something that was stuck in someone's rectum last year. You understand? So I'm going to give you four choices.
I do.
Just tell me which one you do not think someone placed in the rectum, which makes this sad because that means three of these someone did insert inside of themselves. So, which of the following was not stuck inside of someone's anus last year? Was it a doorknob? Was it a labubu? Was it a corncob pipe? Or was it a coat hanger? So, doorknob, labubu, corncob pipe, or coat hanger, which of these things was not stuck in someone's rectum last year?
This is crazy.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Let's see. Da, 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 da. No, the boo-boos are going to be there. I just know it because it's too weird. I'm going to say coat hanger.
Coat hanger. Gary, I'm going to join you.
I mean,
it just seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Unless it was a plastic one.
I want to kill. Yeah.
I'm thinking a traditional wire coat hanger. That would not be good.
How would you get a plastic one in there? To me, that would have to be the...
Pop it.
Wow. I'd just go for it.
It could be one of those wood ones that you keep your coat jackets on.
That's true. A little boomerang shape, kind of.
Well, let's make it a clean sweep. I'll go coat hanger. As well.
Coat hanger as well. All in the coat hanger. So, what did someone, at least in the United States, not put in their backside?
Not.
A doorknob, a labubu, a corncob pipe, or a coat hanger? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Category is interior decorating on Profile This. A list of the strangest things that people got stuck in their backside came out a couple weeks ago. The four options that are there, three of these have actually been stuck in someone's backside.
It was at least medically recorded, yes.
We are trying to guess which one was not. So the options, doorknob, labubu, corncob pipe, or a coat hanger.
And Gary, that is a question that we pose to you. As unfortunate as that question is, because again, I'd like to reiterate that three of these objects were, in fact, inserted into someone's rectum in the year of 2025. Now, you went with the coat hanger. Miles agreed. Ted agreed. All the guys went coat hanger. Oh,
no.
I'm afraid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, again, I don't know if it's plastic, wooden, wire. Do not have the details on it. Someone did, in fact, place a coat hanger in the rectum to the point that they had to get medical help. That, keep in mind, we only know about these because they had to go to the hospital. In addition to a coat hanger, in the year of 2025, just last year, someone also placed a doorknob in their anus and could not get it out. And they went to the doctor.
Shouldn't have locked it.
In 2025, that's probably why I just got to unlock it, dude.
Yeah.
In 2025, someone also placed, in addition to a coat hanger and a doorknob, Frosty's corncob pipe, meaning the only thing that someone did not stick in their butt last year was a labubu.
They're too valuable.
Now, that said, they are too valuable, but I get the feeling...
Might happen this year.
Labubu going to hit the list in 2026, right. Brother. Count on that.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys, have teams of talent to write or something, come out their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
New York's MTA reported that since the start of Manhattan's congested pricing program, that air pollution in Midtown has decreased by 22%. And it's great, because now you can really smell the urine.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers.
New York's MTA recently reported that since the start of Manhattan's congestion pricing program, air pollution in Midtown has decreased by 22%, and it's great because now you can really smell the urine.
Disney World is struggling with the amount of adults that go to Epcot Center to, quote, drink around the world and have a drink in each country. To cut down on it, Disney has issued a simple reminder that Disney World is still, in fact, for children.
I don't say the testament.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Yes.
However, but I also know that you've attempted to drink around the world.
But in all fairness, Epcot is not for kids. I went there as a kid. It was miserable.
Really?
Oh, it sucked.
It is, but still Disney World. You can do it. Me and my cousin skip every other country.
Okay.
Right? Because you will get hammered. But England is the last one, and you will see people in England absolutely
just smash. Yeah. I mean, is there only one way? You can't start in England.
No, you could start the other way. You can start in Canada and England and go the other way around. But
either way.
Even for us, when we were doing it, we were in our 20s, and we were looking at some of these people like, dude, it's still Disney.
Is it 14 stops?
I forget. Just go to France. They have frozen, Grey Goose smoothies.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah.
Banana water is being touted as the, as the latest plant-based hydration product, which uses an enzymatic process to separate the water from the pulp to release nutrients, which they describe as viscous, but not pulpy. Perfect for anyone that loves water. I just wish it was thicker.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
That is Colbert.
Banana water is being touted as the latest plant-based hydration beverage, which uses an enzymatic process that separates the water from the pulp to release nutrients, and which they describe as viscous but not pulpy. Perfect for anyone saying, I love water. I just wish it was thicker.
Netflix just announced the final season of Stranger Things has been viewed over 100 million times. Right now, the CEO of Netflix is like, quick, throw Venka into Bridgerton.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon. That's Fallon.
And Netflix just announced that the final season of Stranger Things has been viewed over 100 million times. Right now, the CEO of Netflix is like, quick, throw Venka in Bridgerton.
Did I mispronounce it again?
Vecna, you went Venka.
Oh. So I had to come down here and ask Mike. I listened to that clip 5 times, and I was like, Mike, I don't know what he's saying. I obviously have not watched Stranger Things.
Clearly.
The American Heart Association has revived the theory that light drinking may be good for you. They revived that theory. The theory actually needed reviving because it was passed out behind a dumpster hugging a burrito.
Colbert.
Seth. Colbert.
The American Heart Association has revived the theory that light drinking may be good for you. They've revived that theory. The theory actually needed reviving because it was found passed out behind a dumpster hugging a burrito.
All right, we're talking about a lot of things that have happened in history, so I have a list here today of 50 or TV shows that turned 50 this year.
All right.
So 76. 76. Ooh.
Now, a lot of these we have watched. I'm willing to bet. Oh, I bet Mike hasn't seen many of these.
Yep.
Number 20 on the list, The Jacksons.
They had a variety show.
Yeah.
I definitely remember it, but there was a ton of variety shows.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher was a variety show.
That was a huge one.
Glenn Campbell had a variety show. Obviously, oh God, Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
To some degree, sketch comedy, but that was kind of a popular. Donnie Marie had one.
Which, Jesus.
The Osmonds, yeah. I mean, whatever they were.
All right, The Brady Bunch Hour.
Hour?
Bunch Hour. Again, sounds like a variety show.
I'm familiar with that one, yep.
Yeah. Tabitha, which was a Bewitched spinoff.
I remember Bewitched, but not Tabitha.
All right, here's one I know you guys talked about, I know you watched, you talked about it. Battle of the Network Stars.
Absolutely.
Great show.
You get it once a year. I believe it was once a year. So keep in mind, back then, you only had the networks. It wasn't all the streaming. And also, they would do 26 to 39 episodes a year, not all those 13 episodes. So they were basically on from Labor Day until about Memorial Day. And then during the summer, they would show the repeats of their shows, but to kind of keep your bigger TV celebrities in the public consciousness, they do Battle of the Network Stars. So ABC versus CBS versus NBC. So you had like the guy from Welcome Back, Cotter. You had John Ritter. All the so they formed teams by network, and it was all kind of athletic stuff. So there was a dunk tank, was probably the easy one.
It was a toned down Ninja Warriors.
But it ended.
You had like races,
foot races, and it ended with the tug of war. And I can't explain it, but man, it was like the event of the summer when this thing came on.
Apparently, there was a ton of these variety shows. Donnie and Marie makes the list.
Yep.
The Captain and Tennille makes the list.
God, I remember that.
The Bionic Woman.
Yeah.
Lindsay Wagner.
Huh.
You don't know her deal?
She was a spinoff of the Bionic Man.
So you remember...
Did they build her hotter?
She was pretty hot at the time. Yeah. But the Bionic Man, right, he was an astronaut, his thing crashed, whatever. They rebuilt his ass. So in her case, she was a skydiver. Something went wrong with the parachute. Didn't open. Anyway, she smashes into the ground. They got another $6 million to spend. So they made the Bionic Woman, and where the Bionic Man had the eye,
yeah,
she had an ear. It jumped the shark when they introduced Max, the Bionic Dog, and I'm not making this up, who had a Bionic Jaw. I seriously, dude, that's where we were at.
Dolly, which I'm guessing is Dolly Parton's
variety show.
Let's see. The Gong Show.
The Gong Show was another variety show.
Yeah.
But it was just people doing crazy crap.
Right. There was no talent. It was just.
Chuck Barris was like, all right, this guy's going to come out here and he's going to breathe and juggle fire. All right, let's give it up.
It's almost like America's Got Talent in the summertime.
Yeah.
But you did not have to have a talent. You just had to be entertained. Two of the women that did the best on that show, and this is no joke, two chicks, they look like, Kansas fed little cute girls, whatever. They're in their 20s and they each had a popsicle. And they just sucked on them while music played.
They did not do
anything.
No, people loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Quincy M.E.
Oh, yeah, it's my brother's
Quincy
show.
M.D.
M.D., yeah.
Oh, they have M.E. written there.
Oh, he was M.D., brother, yeah.
Was he?
He was an M.D.
What did he do?
He was a doctor. He was a doctor.
Not a medical examiner?
He may have been. I don't know. But either way, the cops would call him to reach out to help them solve
cases.
Sounds
like medical examiner.
Wasn't it, man?
Ted's list is accurate. It is Quincy M.E.
Yeah. Well, you're describing it like the cops would call him.
No, you're right. As I'm saying it, I'm like, I think Ted's right.
Medically examine this crime scene.
Yeah. You don't generally, like, somebody's already passed. You don't be like, we need a doctor.
Right.
Can you do anything?
All right. These are shows to turn 50 this year. What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, I loved What's Happening. I don't think I ever watched it when it was on. I think I just watched the reruns.
Yeah. Which is odd.
In D.C., they're going to rerun that show. Oh, yeah. Pun intended.
Well, there was What's Happening. What's Happening Now.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know certain shows got rerun a lot where I grew up because I talk about 227 all the time.
Oh, God. With Jack A.
Yeah, but people just die laughing at me when I talk about it. I'm like, no, there was a real actress. Her name was Jack A.
Jack A.
Yeah.
Alice?
I remember Alice.
Yep. Was that a spinoff of the maid?
No, Alice was, she was like on her way to California, whatever. So like her car breaks down, whatever. She's on hard times. She ends up working at a place called Mel's Diner.
All right.
Okay. And so basically the show was her, maybe three or four other main characters.
Yeah, I think Flo was the spinoff.
Flo.
And Mel
Yellow
was always
Rose.
Like in the white.
Yeah,
like,
and he was always angry, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So that's what the show was, yeah.
All right.
God damn, I'm old. All right.
SCTV.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second City Television, right.
Laverne and Shirley.
Absolutely.
The original Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Turns
great
50
show.
This year.
As a kid, you loved that show.
One of the things, and I can tell you why. You kind of knew instinctively at the time, but later, when they're talking to the actresses that were on the show, they said, look, one of the only, and keep in mind, we ran around because it's always action, we're firing guns. The only requirement that any director on the show had was we could not wear bras.
Yeah.
So if you watch the show, it's just a shirt over naked boobs, and they're like, we understood why.
I had a buddy, one of his brothers, his wife was nice enough, but one day she came out, she had her head, she was like, oh, I look like Bo Derek. I was like, I don't know who Bo Derek is. And I remember we went home and hopped on the computer. I was like, she is insane.
You do not look like Bo Derek.
Yeah, what, Bo Derek has one famous picture with like cornrows or something?
Yes. Yeah. And she was in the movie 10.
Mm. The Muppet Show.
All right. So, there we go.
Muppet Show is solid. Now, this one I did watch. I'll give you a hint. We could have a cocktail at the Regal Beagle.
Three's Company. Yep,
that's right.
And then number one, show that turned 50 this year. We polled 100 people.
Family Feud.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's 50, huh?
Yeah. I love Family Feud.
Yeah, that
I
was
think
crazy.
Steve Harvey does a great job with that.
What is it on? I don't know that I've watched it.
It's. I just feel like it's on when you don't expect it to be.
Like Family Feud, I remember, like, I feel like that was one of those ones, there was a midday version. And then like,
there was.
There was like an evening version.
My grandfather used to be so pissed off at that show. Because the guy Richard Dawson, who was in Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes, yeah.
He was the host of the show. But it did not matter what woman was up there in the family. Richard Dawson would go in for a kiss. On both.
Always.
On both sides. On both sides. Both families. Didn't matter if it was a grandmother. Didn't matter if it was a 12-year-old kid. Richard Dawson's coming in. Like, give me a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandfather would just sit there and go, why has he got to kiss everybody?
Because
he's a nasty man. I bet he's a pervert.
Probably.
You know?
Who knows, right? There was, I mean, right, and then the, like, the hosts of that show are kind of cursed. Right?
Richard Dawson?
No. But, yeah, there was, like, a bad string for a while. Like, whatever host they brought in, something kind of seemed to go wrong. Actually, I feel like Steve Harvey is the first host of Family Feud since Richard Dawson all those years ago where things are just kind of normal.
Yeah, it's like the guy I grew up with watching it, I can't remember his name, but something bad happened to him, or he might have committed suicide. Like, it was bad.
No, remember, I don't think he committed suicide. I'm pretty sure I threw that out over the air, and it was immediately debunked. Like, dude, he died of, like, I don't know, cancer or something. He did not take his own life.
Well, if you like shows at night, 12th season premiere of The Price is Right at night.
Oh, there we go.
Back on CBS.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania woman who pooped in a convenience store beer cave gets banned from the store. Meanwhile, a former NFLer sues his ex-wife, saying his two Coke cans made her sore. Beloved walrus penis is stolen from a New Jersey bar. A cow is rescued after walking on a frozen pond way too far. And a man rides a horse into a Target store, and it craps all over the place. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We get to New Jersey, where a local bar is looking for a thief. The bar is known throughout the area and even holds an endorsement from...
There you go.
There we go. I brought down the wrong one.
Yeah, no worries.
The bar is known throughout the area and even holds an endorsement from Anthony Bourdain, giving them the title of best cheesesteak in Philadelphia, even though they're in New Jersey. But there's one thing that unites all patrons within its doors.
Yeah. I mean, Jersey's right there.
I know. That's what they were saying. It was like, it's technically over the river.
What's it in Cherry Hill?
Morristown somewhere.
Something like that. Yeah,
because like, those people identify as being from Philadelphia.
But there's one thing that unites all patrons within its doors, a conversation piece that's become a cultural icon in the bar, where the owner allows people a chance to guess what it is before revealing the true answer. An employee for the bar recently uploaded a video to TikTok to sadly report that a couple guests that had come in for a good time made off with the decor, pleading with them to bring it back and promising that no charges will be filed. They're also asking anyone with information to help them identify the duo that stole... their antique walrus penis bone.
Oh.
That was like the feature of the restaurant bar. That's why they named it what they named it.
Right.
Yeah, I've actually heard
Donkey's
of that place.
Place or something
just
like that.
For that reason, right? That's a, Jesus, why would you steal it?
Because it's a walrus penis bone.
I know, but then what do you do with it? That's all.
Like, you hang out with your walrus penis bone loving friends.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know... You're right. I'm with you. But that's just one of those stupid novelties that
it
you
is.
Just steal.
It is. I mean, I kind of get it, but also, like, look, the beauty of the novelty is you can go to the bar, and there it is.
The thing is that they're going to use it for the same reason that the bar did. They're going to put it in their home somewhere.
They can't, though.
Dude, check that thing out. You know what that is? That's a penis walrus bone.
But the problem is they can't.
Yeah.
Because everyone in that town knows where you got it from, right?
That's
fair. Like, you can't really... I could display it if I lived in Seattle. Lie right. About where I got, but if I live in the Boston area, everyone's gonna be like, dude, you stole it from the bar.
Right. In other news, a video was uploaded to social media featuring quite the scene inside of a Target. While it's not uncommon to see animals roaming around the store from time to time, from service animals to small handheld pets that get overlooked by employees, it was likely a first for most shoppers of this branch as someone gallivanted around the store on horseback.
They do it for the TikToks.
They have to.
Two people on horseback and then whoever was filming in tow right behind them. The video features the horse walking into the store and taking a lap around to the shock, excitement, and concern of everybody inside. Fortunately, the situation went about as well as can be expected with the horse and the riders taking a quick lap around the store with security in tow, ushering them out. Nobody was injured and nothing was damaged during the scene, though
The horse couldn't help but relieve itself on the floor as it was about to go around the final turn.
That's what they do.
It's a horse.
Leaving a couple smelly paws on the floor behind it. Exactly. There's a reason why when they're in the parade, they got that group behind them with the shovels and the wheelbarrows.
Oh, God, when we first got here, the horses would be in the... Mostly like the Pioneer Square area.
Sure.
But if you were down there and you were
horses
the street,
everywhere.
Yeah, it's crap everywhere.
And while I can see the humor in it, I really do, my concern is like, man, if that horse doesn't like the slippery floors, if that horse gets spooked by some, if somebody tries to take justice into their own hands, someone's getting kicked. Merchandise is getting ruined.
Or the horse breaks a leg. Right. Like you said, the floor is slippery. Something.
Exactly.
Texas football has their Longhorn, right? Bevo?
Yeah.
Who's Texas' biggest rival?
Georgia.
Oklahoma. But they literally, the team that walks around with Bevo, they have a Oklahoma bucket, and that's where they put all the S.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nice level, right?
That's fun.
That's good petty. Yeah.
They put all the S in there.
Hell yeah.
I like that Georgia. Oh, Oklahoma.
I have no idea, Dad. I don't watch college ball.
Just think about states that are close to each other. They generally hate each other.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Washington, Oregon.
Yeah. It's a little early for sports, but we've got some drama from a former NFL lineman. Matt Khalil is in the news after filing a lawsuit against his ex-wife. I hope I said his last name right. The lawsuit comes after a media circuit that his ex went on following their divorce, with the main issue being what she claims was the main reason for their split. His massive member. On one podcast in particular, she claims that he was so large that intimacy with him routinely left her in tears, comparing him to, quote, two Coke cans, maybe even a third.
And he's upset.
I don't know. Why is he so mad?
Since the podcast, he claims that he, his family, and his new wife all have been subjected to questions and prying about the personal details from down below. And he's
saying, the answer is yes.
I got a big hog, dude.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Right.
It's not worth $75,000, deal. Yeah, so what?
I mean, she said it looked like a Slim Jim. I can understand you'd be pissed off.
Then I'm suing for
$75,000. Yeah, I'd be out of sauce.
Because it doesn't.
But or she was like, you ever see those tiny Coke cans?
Right, exactly. You'd be like, come on, man.
More of a White Claw can.
Because I just very briefly just saw the headline. And I was like, oh, she must call it small. And then I read it and I was like,
okay.
All right.
What's your beef, dude?
Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad for you, man.
Right. Ooh, sorry, you're huge.
Yeah. Well, he's also a massive dude.
Yes.
Right. He's like 6'7". I did it.
He is.
To Florida, where a plea deal has been reached. We covered this yesterday. An advertising executive from New York was arrested last summer after having such a good time at a rooftop bar in St. Petersburg that he felt the need to walk to the edge of said rooftop bar and relieve himself over the rail and onto the sidewalk below. He was arrested and recently agreed to a plea deal with prosecutors where he admitted to his wrongdoing and will serve community service as well as foot the cost of supervision and court expenses. My thing is, if I got peed on by this man, it's like, oh, good, he's doing community service. I still got covered in his pee.
You did.
What do I get out of this? Oh, he's cleaning up trash in the ditch? I don't care.
It's because it wasn't malicious.
Yeah.
That's the only difference in this, right? If he was out there giggling about it, like, yeah, like you didn't do the right thing. You were hammered. You peed on the side of a building. But you need to use your head and understand it's going to go down to the street where people are.
Correct. And that's the thing is that he did know it was going down there. I'm sure he didn't mean to I don't think he intentionally hit people with it. But he knew that there was a sidewalk down there. I'm sure if you asked him in the moment, like, do you think that there might be people down there? Maybe would be his response.
All right. He's just right.
He's a jackass.
Right. He's gonna do it either way.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Also, just don't pee outside of bars.
Don't
they
be
have
that
bathrooms.
Guy.
Just pee in the bathroom. Just pee in the freaking bathroom.
Yeah.
So they got them.
Right. Sometimes there's ice in there, and that's the fun part.
That is kind of fun.
I hate how much joy I take in there.
Trying to make the little cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And you have a perfect little hole in the ice. Yeah.
Looks like the,
I made a pee hole.
It's like the cave that Luke was dragged into at the beginning of Empire.
And Tauntaun's been running there.
That's right. Got him open. But just in case those sirens left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Rhode Island for a little rescue operation. Emergency crews got the call after it was discovered that a cow had wandered onto a frozen pond and fell through the ice. They arrived on the scene and were able to make quick work of the situation, deploying their ice rescue equipment. Side note, they were very, very proud of, like, we got ice rescue equipment. Like,
but also, it's a cow.
They used it to chip a path in the ice back to shore, and in short order, the blundering bovine was led back to dry land and made a quick recovery.
And was then butchered and turned into 20 pounds of bird.
Exactly right. Like, it's already frozen, so let's just take care of this. Time for Men's Room Sports. You got College Hoops on CBS Sports, FS1 and Big Ten Network, Pro Basketball on ESPN, and Hockey over on TNT. As far as your weather, we're expecting showers this evening with a low of 37, and tomorrow they're predicting a mostly cloudy day with a high right around 45. That's every headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, and the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The lovely Jolene's coming up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.